President Bush has proposed doubling education aid to Africa over the next 5 years to $200 million. He made the announcement last night here in Washington during a black tie gala in memory of the Reverend Leon Sullivan, a Philadelphia minister credited with helping to end apartheid in South Africa.
Education is the foundation of development and democracy in every culture, on every continent. And we'll work to give Africa's children the advantages of literacy and learning so they can build Africa's future.
Earlier this week, the president proposed an extra $500 million over 3 years to fight the spread of AIDS among women and children in parts of Africa and the Caribbean. Both announcements, called too modest by critics, were made in advance of next week's meeting of the G8 nations, where aid to Africa is a major item on the agenda. Jendai Fraser is Senior Director for African Affairs with the White House National Security Council. She says the White House wants other nations and private companies to follow the U.S. lead and send more aid to Africa.
$200 million over 5 years will allow us to train up to 400,000 teachers, over 250,000 scholarships for the girls, and it'll provide for 4.5 million textbooks. And so it actually goes quite far.
On the AIDS initiative, there was criticism even from some Republicans that the president's money for AIDS is a shell game, that it really doesn't go beyond what's already been approved by the Senate.
Well, already we are providing up to $1 million in HIV/AIDS funding, which is more than any other country. This particular initiative, what we're trying to focus on is reducing the transmission for at least 40%, and half of the women, there's about 2 million women who are HIV/AIDS affected and are pregnant. And so this initiative will reduce that by 50%. I think that's a laudable goal. And what we want to do is first make sure that the programs are successful. If they prove to be successful, then we'll put more money into the initiatives. I think it's more important to focus on the result and to achieve the success than it is to front load with a lot of money.
A lot more people infected besides mothers and children.
That's right. There most certainly is. And that's why we have this comprehensive approach in which we've also put $500 million into the Global AIDS Fund. That affects the broader society and it helps to leverage money. What we need now on the Global Fund is for the private sector to contribute as well. Our government has taken a leadership role. President Bush has taken a leadership role by putting the first $200 million in and then adding an additional $300 million, bringing it to $500 million. We're the largest contributors. We want to show leadership, but we also want to use that leadership to encourage others to join.
What prospects do you have among the private sector, and is the president out there trying to recruit donors?
We are hoping to see more of a private sector contribution, but again, the private sector is asking for the same thing the president is: demonstrate success, demonstrate results. And I think that the Global Fund is on its way to doing that.
Who in the private sector has this much money?
I believe that the Gates Foundation has already made an initial contribution to the Global Fund, and there are many others.
And this was the point made by the rock star Bono, who traveled with Secretary O'Neill, that there isn't the kind of money in the private sector that it takes governments to attack this problem.
And our government is leading in the effort to attack the problem. And we want to encourage other governments to join us.
Jendai Fraser is Senior Director for African Affairs with the National Security Council.